It's time for Radio on the Go Sports, and we're talking high school sports a lot here of basketball Monday and Tuesday going on, and a few other things. Temperatures hovering near zero last night. The West Fork Warhawks and Rockford Warriors were hopeful the cool temperatures would not translate to the basketball court. For the West Fork ladies, the women of West Fork, they heated up right away, and they would go on to a 60-21 win over Rockford in our featured game last night. Chloe Rooney led the Warriors in the loss with 7 points and five assists. Rockford girls, Rudd Rockford Marble Rock falls to 1-13 overall, 0-10 in the top of Iowa Conference. The Warhawks stay undefeated this season, the calendar year, at 9-0. Their overall record, 13-3. They're 9-2 in the top of Iowa. And they stay close to leaders in the conference, Osage and St. Ansgar. Emma Martinik led the Warhawk ladies with 11, and Riley Akins added 10. West Fork head coach Roddy Humer, his thoughts after last night's game.
I mean, we were kind of talking before here, but came out of the gate a little slow. A couple of shots weren't falling. Didn't have great rhythm, but just thought there towards the end of the second quarter, we have spurt ability with the way we play and stuff like that. I don't know why we went on a run there, but right before the half, it was, 6 to 8, 10 points that we rattled off in a row and kind of made the lead, stretch out a bit. And then, just took care of business down the stretch. I thought our pace was a lot better as we went, and the energy was better in the second half.
In the nightcap, the West Fork boys put the Rockford Warriors in a defensive vice from the opening tip, leading 15-9 after one quarter. The Warriors would roar back in the second, outscoring the Warhawks to come within 3 points at half, 24-21. West Fork, though, came out of the break, reining in three-pointers upon the hoop, and the Warriors could not keep up the pace. The Warhawks led after three frames, 48-33, and went on to a 58-42 victory. Sage Sunken leading the Warhawks with 14 points. West Fork boys go to 5-10 overall, 5-6 in the top of Iowa East. For the Rockford Warriors, Adam Wyburney was the leading scorer, 13 points. The Warriors are now 6-8 overall, 3-7 in the league. West Fork head coach Trent Trask had some great things to say about his Warhawks on their victory.
Yeah, we played well. One of our downfalls is always the turnovers. And we, again, had 24 turnovers, but we shot 10 of 23 tonight from three-point range. So that really helped to offset it. Rockford plays a few different defenses, and they're pretty aggressive off the ball as far as jumping passes. And that's always tough for anyone, let alone a young team like we have.
And both squads are back in action tonight, with West Fork traveling to Central Springs and Rockford defending their home court against Mason City Newman. Last night over on KQCR, the AGWSR basketball teams hosted Belmont at Clemmy. BK would take the girls' game 44-38 in overtime. AGWSR would win the boys' contest 48-30 in the girls' contest. And a lot was decided after a low-scoring first half. The game would remain close throughout the second half. AGWSR freshman Trevin Smith would sink two free throws to send the game to OT at 35-all. The Broncos would outscore the Cougars in 9-3, though, in the extra frame to take home the win 44-38. And Belmont Clemmy freshman Addie Lamb led all scorers with 19 points as the Broncos improved to 8-8. AGWSR led by Grace Fingers 12 points as the Cougars are now 8-7. The AGWSR boys looking to snap a three-game losing streak as they took on the winless Broncos. AGWSR jumped out to a 36-16 halftime lead and pulled away to that 48-30 win over the Broncos.
We wanted to get out to a fast start, a game that, we kind of knew that, we had a great chance to win, so it was all about getting a fast start, and just kind of, taking care of the basketball and getting easy looks. I thought we did a good job of that tonight. We kind of tapered off in the second half. We were trying to run some offense there, see if we could do some things. I even drew a play up at halftime that we ran a couple times just see, if it was a good look off of things. But yeah, we took care of the basketball tonight. We got good shots. We didn't finish shots. We could have probably had, close to 60 points if we made some layups tonight. But, overall happy, like you said, get back on the winning track. That was the main thing tonight. Get the win. Didn't matter how it happened.
And that's AGWSR head boys coach Riley Shipper. The Cougars were led by Daniel Stahl, 17 points. Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock improves to 5-9. Treyon Franklin led the Broncos with 16 points. And BK is now 0-16 on the boys' side. AGWSR a few days off before they have their next game at Grundy Center on Friday. Belmont Clemmy back in action tonight at North Union. And also last night, Dyke New Hartford girls, number one in the state, had a scare from the 10th-rated 3A team, Roland Story. And Dyke New Hartford prevails in overtime. The Wolverines winning 68-63. Again, Dyke New Hartford number one in 2A, defeating number 10 3A, Roland Story, by five in overtime. Dyke New Hartford boys fall to the Norsemen 81. 41-42. Nyack in action against the Luther JV, and the Trojans take both games. The women's game going Trojans' way, 74-45. Nyack winning the nightcap 90-60 over the Luther JV. The Associated Press has released the latest high school boys basketball rankings here in Iowa in Class 1A. The top three are Grandview Christian, Remsen St. Mary's, and North Lynn. Gladbrook Rhinebeck is number 5. Lake Mills rated 6th, and Mason City Newman is number 9. Monticello, Boyden Hall, Mid Prairie, and Applington Parkersburg are 1, 2, 3, 4 in Class 2A. Clarion Goldfield Dowse is still receiving votes. Fort Madison is number 1 in Class 3A, followed by Washington and Harland. And Humboldt is rated 6th. Clear Lake is receiving votes. The top 3 in 4A, Ames, Pleasant Valley, Waukee Northwest, and Cedar Falls is 6th. And the full poll is online at radioonthego.com. Well, tonight is a big night. It continues a busy week of action with a basketball action as the Hampton-Dumont Cal Bulldogs travel to face some North Central Conference action at the Webster City Lynx. The Bulldog girls are 11-4, coming off a tough non-conference loss to West Fork over the weekend. The Webster City girls just 4-11 on the season. In the boys' game, we have a rematch of an overtime thriller that took place earlier this year in Hampton. Both teams traded the lead throughout that game and would take overtime, but the Lynx finally put together a run and won the game 64-54. Webster City outscore HD Cal 15-5 in that overtime period to give the Bulldogs their first loss that night. But this is a different Bulldog team this time around. The Bulldogs are on their second three-game winning streak of the season with two conference wins under their belt now. And head coach Heath Walton says the focus in practice recently has been phenomenal.
Coach Albers has a philosophy within track. You know, it's like you don't always have to run a bunch to get that much better. You can get really good at what you do if you maximize it and go as hard as you can when you go. And so practice-wise, you know, we play three this week, two next week, three the following week. And so we're going to take the time that we've got, maximize our effort, look at what it is that we're doing well, and keep getting at that. We're spending more time on our half-court defense and just talking about, you know, helping in those alleys and making sure tonight they ran a bunch of ball screens. And, you know, it wasn't something that we were necessarily very sharp at. You know, we weren't helping off on the hedge, and then we weren't pulling guys through. And so that'll be stuff we work on, you know, when we practice on Monday before we go to Webster.
And the Bulldogs have gotten a huge boost in the new year from Cal Herod on both sides of the floor. He's now leading the team in scoring at 12 points per game, while also guarding the other team's best players nearly every game. In this game, it will be junior Jamie Grissom, who is averaging over 15 points per game. The Bulldogs will be looking to stop from Webster City. It's at Webster tonight. We'll be on the radio with the girls tipping off at 6:05 pregame on 104.9 KLMJ. Coming up later today, we'll have some previews on our KQCR featured game tonight. That's Clarksville hosting Tripoli, so stay tuned for that. Also, Applington Parkersburg in a big doubleheader with Gladbrook Rhinebeck, especially on the boys' side. Two rated teams going at it tonight in Parkersburg. We'll have a preview of that. And also Belmont Clemmy at North Union this evening. Clarion Goldfield Dowse is hosting Clear Lake. Big boys game there. Dighton Hartford is at Olwine. Iowa Falls Alden at St. Edmund. Osage at North Butler. Mason City Newman at Rockford. Union visiting South Hardin. And West Fork going to Central Springs this evening for high school hoops. The Iowa Hawkeye women are at Penn State. This is going to do it for Radio on the Go Sports this morning. Stay warm out there. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.